wrapped up in that moment is that mindset that, hey, this is never going to change. It's never going to get lighter. It's never going to get easier. My list of things is never going to be undone. People just keep adding to it. You need to stop that thinking and realize, hey, I got this. Hey there, class kickers, and welcome to the Kick Some Class podcast. This is the show designed to help you, the educator, maximize your impact in class, at home, and in life. And it doesn't matter if you are a brand new teacher that is just trying to figure things out or an old grizzled veteran trying not to burn out. This is the show for you. We have tips, tricks, tutorials, and conversations like this one that are meant to help you kick some class in every area of life. So let's go ahead and jump right in. All right, guys. So today I want to talk a little bit about what happens to us when we're going through this idea of burnout. And, you know, this happens a lot of different times in your teaching career and in the cycle of a year where things are kind of mounting and building up and you don't realize how stressed out, burned out you really are until it comes to a point where you can't really focus on what needs to be done at the time. So maybe it's planning, it's grades, it's taking care of correcting assignments and giving feedback to students. Maybe you have some state testing or assessments coming up. You got parent conferences, you got meetings, you got PD, all this other stuff. And so what happens is you start to get overwhelmed and then it's easy to just shut down and procrastinate or put something off. I mean, I would find myself being demotivated by the ever-growing list of things that I had to do at certain times, right? You have this sort of feast or famine that goes, and then add on top of it the expectations that are coming at us from the community, right? The public at large and all the things that are going on with COVID. So as you're struggling to figure out like just exactly what needs to get done, there is a concept that is really well known in the medical industry, of course, and it's something known as triage. So a little while ago, I posted this video on a different YouTube channel about my car accident, and I did something similar holding the picture up there. And I talked about this idea of what it was like to crash a car into a maple tree at almost 70 miles an hour at 17 years old. But the point that I want to talk about is when they took me in the ambulance, even though I could walk by myself, I had a broken collarbone, I had a couple of black eyes, I had all these cuts on my wrists and knees. When they took me in the ambulance to the emergency room, they took me right in. I went into a room, a doctor came right to me. And when that happened, there were people in the waiting room, right? There were people with clipboards watching soap operas or whatever is on in the waiting room of your hospital. But I'm sure that those people didn't wonder, hey, you know, why does that person get to go in front of me? When somebody comes in on a gurney, you know that they need care first. And so this idea of triage is being able to set up for yourself what needs care, what needs attention, what needs addressing first, and then shift those gears to maybe work your way down the line to what needs second, third, most priority. So triaging is putting into place this order of what is really necessary or most necessary at the time. I found that this is actually something that's really challenging for us to do when we're in the midst of it. And so to take a moment and go back and think through and may really reflect on, okay, hold on, what is it that needs to get done? And I can't allow myself to be distracted. Distraction is actually only going to make things worse. And so if I get distracted and I'm putting things off because I'm stressed, I'm just kicking the can down the road and that's really not going to be good for me. So thinking through that list, maybe sitting down and actually doing paper, God forbid, you know, you write something on paper, a list of things that need to get done. And then as you go back through and say, hey, you know, let's triage this list. Let's look down through and number and then do those things that really need to get done first. And then that can actually start to make you feel a little bit lighter. Okay, cool. Once you get that going, not only, you know, are you not kicking things down the road, you're starting to get this snowball approach, right? So I've noticed in my life that when I triage a list of things that I need to do, that I'm stressing over, and I actually start to check off the most important things, the most critical things first, what happens is you gain momentum. Now, there's also something wrapped up in this called the 5-minute rule. And the 5-minute rule is essentially this idea that when you don't know what to do, you can just start as if you did, right? So think to yourself, hey, if I did know what to do, What would that be and how would I start? And I'm going to work for 5 minutes only. And so if I just get going for 5 minutes, what happens is that block tends to break free and then you actually see some progress. And then the cool part is this overflow. So I talk about this often, this overflow principle, where the different areas of our life affect other areas. But when we knock something off our list, it was triaged as number one, it starts to actually allow us to move forward, right? And to kind of gain that snowball effect on other things. So if you're going through burnout right now and you're really struggling through what to do next or feeling demotivated, make the list and then crush that first thing on the list and see if it doesn't give you some, you know, freedom and feelings of lightness that you can actually do this, because you can. And, you know, wrapped up in that moment is that mindset that, hey, this is never going to change. It's never going to get lighter. It's never going to get easier. My list of things is never going to be undone. People just keep adding to it. You need to stop that thinking and realize, hey, I got this. And if I can check some stuff off the list, you know, as I go, then it's just going to get easier. My list is going to shrink, or at least I'm going to start realizing, hey, maybe some of these other things aren't worth my time. So I hope that really helps you to kind of think through your list right now. I know I'm about to head on spring break, so everything is getting pushed off. I am going to choose to set that boundary and enjoy my spring break. So I hope that helps you, and I hope you guys are kicking some class. If you are, send this out to somebody that you think might be struggling, could use this video or this audio. And I look forward to catching you guys in the next one. See ya.